Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and that sounds like a Todd that was like hidden in a box, beaten down, and hardly has a voice anymore.
More diminutive this time.
Hey, you have a word. You have pretty high energy without having a cold brew with you.
I know.
Yeah.
By cold brew, we mean Starbucks. Not that kind of cold brew. This is not a Presbyterian podcast, my friends.
Hey, I grew up Presbyterian, man.
I know.
Don't knock him. My dad's an elder in a Presbyterian church, so.
Well, good for him. Yeah. He can have his own cold brew. All right.
So today we have a great question. This one also came in via the Instagram.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Instagram.
We're like huge on the Instagram now.
No, we're not.
Okay, you're not like huge Twitter. On the Instagram.
No. Twitter is definitely, I think, where we have our splash. But Instagram is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, I like it better than Twitter in terms of engagement.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's because of the whole stories thing. It's so fun to do all the stories and all the little gifts and, you know, it's
yes.
fun to
Yes. If
to
you
do
follow
that.
Me, I promise to post maybe once or twice a month. If you follow Daniel, he promises to post once or twice during breakfast.
No. I do a few times a week.
You got us in trouble. When we were in Australia in our little 5-city tour where we could barely come up for air and we were working like dogs, Daniel takes pictures of everything, and when we get back, all the people that we work with think that we've been on vacation.
Yeah, because
of
they
your
didn't
pretty
read
pictures.
Or flip through and see all the church leaders that we were coaching. Yes, obviously I did. I showed pictures of what was beautiful, Australia. But I also had pictures in every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the...
So Instagram, yeah. Use it. Follow me if you want one picture. Follow Daniel if you want.
Okay, you know what? We'll put it in the show notes. So let's get into today's question. Today's question is a nuts and bolts one around multiplication. And here it is. How do you sustainably multiply without friends being constantly separated? And that's from Josh Thompson.
You call people into biblical replication, the
right.
Great Commission.
Let's
and
pray and,
you
and
say,
be done.
Hey, guys. You get to spend eternity with these people. Go start a new group.
Okay, you know, I disagree with you.
I'm just kind of kidding and kind of not. I mean, okay, so here's the thing. The people that I've seen that are really good at replicating themselves, I'm trying to move them up to being coaches. So if I've got a leader who has had multiple leaders come out of his small group, awesome. Because now I want you to coach those leaders. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to get out of community with those people. I want you to continue to lead them at a higher level. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I've seen it be most successful. And honestly, those tend to be more reproductive long term. So with someone who's come out of a group like that, who's had two or three other leaders that they were in a group with, now they're in a different type of group because they're under the same coach. Those leaders are much more likely to multiply themselves now in their groups as well. And so the groups beget groups. Mm-hmm. Does that happen in every group? Absolutely not. You know, if you're lucky, it's going to happen in one in three of your groups. Yeah. Even though you plan for it and you create pathways for it, it's hard because we get into that situation and, you know, you and your wife, once you find some couples that you like, you don't want to leave those couples and get into something that is unknown. I get that. But, you know, it's hard.
Okay.
Move forward.
So this is where I disagree.
Suffer for Jesus.
This is where I disagree. I agree and disagree. I agree in the Great Commission. Thank you. I know.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't mention you were Presbyterian earlier, so people. I'm just kidding, my Presby friends.
Prezi. I think Prezi is the better term.
Prezi.
Prezi.
Prezi's.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call them in Australia.
Anyway, we're not. We're so, in America, Daniel. What do they call them in Canada?
I don't care. I don't know. I don't know what they call them in Canada.
Just answer the question.
Okay. So I agree in the Great Commission aspect of things. I agree that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. And I agree that multiplication is critically important. Critical, critical, critical. But
awesome.
Where
Let's close
you
in
multiply,
prayer.
But where you multiply is where I disagree. I don't believe splitting a small group and calling that multiplication is a good thing. I actually don't think you should split small groups in the name of multiplication. And here's why. Here's why, and I'll explain. The purpose of a small group, the purpose of a small group is transparency, it's community, it's trust. The moment you split that up, and especially as adults, I mean, I think all ages, but especially as adults, it takes so long just to even find people you trust. Because we've all been hurt and lied to and backstabbed and all that stuff, right? The older you get, the more scars you have. So because of that, right? Right? Because of that, I know I sound like
you're
old,
so jaded.
No, so because
it's
of
the most
that,
jaded I've ever heard, Daniel.
It's
M,
hard.
Ever.
It's hard to trust, right? It's hard to trust. I feel like Todd.
Do you need a hug?
What? Sure. Okay. From my
Just
wife.
Just kidding.
Okay, but you know what, Todd? I mean, we've known each other for 4+ years now.
Right.
Right. We've worked with each other for 4 years, and and I trust you. Right. I'm honest with you, and we love talking about work, but I don't think we're afraid to talk about personal
Anything.
Matters either. Right. And but it's taken that much time. It's taken that much time to do it. So think about it. A great biblically healthy, growing small group where you're living out the one in others. Imagine it's taking you a year or 2 years to get there. And you're like, okay, guys, you're done. You now need to go do it again for others. I just don't think that works. So how do you grow small groups in your church? Well, you start new ones with new people. That's how you do it. I don't think you split groups up. I think what you do is you challenge all your small group leaders and say, hey, we need to start new small groups. Are there maybe one or two people that you want to send out? I don't think it's a mandatory split. I think it's
I don't think it's a mandatory split.
But that's how a lot of times it's communicated. So I would say, see, in your group, are there one or two people you want to send out? When it's a multiplication, not based off of, hey, we need to multiply because the church needs more room and all this stuff. No, but it's a, hey, we want to commission you guys, you as a couple or you, we want to commission you, send you out, pray like you're planting a church, send them out to start a new small group. Then I think it's a healthier way to multiply. So that's my opinion on that. But I would honestly say multiplication works better through mid-sized communities. And I've written on that in No Silver Bullets.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ding! I don't think we said anything that much different. I think you just wanted to pretend to disagree with me.
Should we bring back that 8-bit Rocky music?
Like what I just said. I'm just saying.
No, it didn't.
It did.
No. What it sounded... Okay, this is how I heard you. Okay? You could... Tell me I'm wrong. But what I heard when you were speaking was that, hey, you need to grow these small groups. You need, yeah.
When can I speak?
No, it was literally what I heard was, hey, you need to grow these small groups and you need to multiply them for the sake of the Great Commission.
Yes.
Yeah. But what that sounded like was you need to just, you just needed to multiply when they weren't ready.
No.
Yeah. So explain.
That's what
explain.
I said.
That's what I heard. So explain.
Well, you heard what you wanted to hear. in order to answer your question.
Okay.
I was saying that it's vitally important that those grow. That if you want to grow your groups, you've got to grow your people in your groups so that they grow into people who can lead other people. That will... in some groups, naturally occur.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where people get caught up because they think it's going to happen that way all the time. It's organic. And what happens in that is usually that you have somebody that's good, a good leader, and it's not because of intentional investment. It's because they were a good intuitive leader already. They probably, were successful at their business and successful at other places in life in leading and connecting with people. And so that's great. But what we need to see as small group leaders, we need our small group leaders to understand that they are almost a mini representation of our church. Mm-hmm. And so within that, then as a small group leader, they're stewarding the most valuable, important resource that the church has, and that's its people, and that they need to grow and develop those people so that they can lead other people. That is naturally going to mean that some of those people, sorry, I knocked over a bottle. I'm slightly passionate about this. That means that some of those people are going to need to go out and lead other groups. They need to lead. Now, what typically in my personal experience happens is there's some groups that are just really, really good at producing leaders. And in that case, I'm going to have that leader of that group rise to become a coach of those other leaders. Mm-hmm. He has not lost his relationship with them. He has not lost developing them. He has not lost the heart connection. He can still go on vacation with them if he wants to. Yeah. It's just a higher level. And he's, as he has raised, as the Lord and you as a staff person have raised them up, they're raising others up also. And they've modeled it in an effective manner so that those people are much more likely to be able to reproduce that. I'm not a closed group guy who says split your groups at a year.
Yeah.
I'm a open groups guy who says keep going.
Okay, I guess we do agree. There you go, guys.
But have a clear path.
Yes, no, you do.
To get them going. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just going to get people that, I don't know, just get really comfortable.
Yeah, no, you're right. It needs to be driven by mission. It always needs, everything in your church has to be driven by mission. If you haven't listened to the episode, episode 346, where we talked about post-Christmas Eve, what you can do. I know it's way past Christmas now, but go back and listen to that one, episode 346, because we talk about the difference between parties without a purpose and parties with a purpose, and how you can do that well as a church leadership. So yes, small groups, everything that you do, there does need to be a purpose around that. Totally. But the one thing that I'd want to end with is there are some leaders who are better at starting, others who are better at improving, and then still others who are better at maintaining. So I believe that there are a few people in your church who are really good at starting. Have them continually go start groups, build them up, mentor, and hand it off to someone who is good at maintaining or growing it, and allow the starters to just keep on starting.
You forgot one.
What is it?
There's a fourth.
What is it?
Killing. You shouldn't have put that person in leadership. That's the problem. If you have that's good at that, then that was your mistake.
Yes, there you go. Okay, so to end off the podcast, we did want to announce something super exciting about the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. We have a new member. Rainer on Leadership.
Boss Daddy Rainer himself.
Yes.
He's come over to our side.
Yeah, to the bright side, to the light.
The sunny side.
How do you like your eggs anyway?
I don't eat eggs.
What?
No.
You don't? Yeah, you're right. I guess I've never
eat
eat
them
eggs.
In like brownies.
You're right. That's true. Even at hotels, it's two pieces of bread with like
peanut
four
butter.
Packs of peanut butter inside of it.
And a banana.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Rainer doesn't talk about eggs on his podcast.
No, he talks about leadership and really, really practical stuff for people. So it's actually somewhat similar to this.
Yeah, twice a week.
Twice a week, and they handle a particular leadership issue each week.
Yeah.
So he usually has a little more research, though.
He does. Does Twitter research count as research, though? He has legitimate research, but he does like the Twitter research.
He does like the research on Twitter a lot.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in, and be sure to look up Rainer on Leadership on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.